Hundreds of lives ended when they showed up. The survivors of the insect insurrection called the war a great insecticide. They lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the swarm. The hive mind that controlled the locust folk, Krimtar the Wise, overpowered the cannibals of Dogsnout County. Our numbers were dwindling as the swarm only grew in size. They captured many of our brethren, forcing parasites down their throats and transforming them into hellish abominations known as spine tinglers. For every soldier we lost, the swarm gained another. After years of fighting tirelessly, we had no choice but to surrender. Krimtar showed us mercy, but his mercy did not come without a cost. The changes happened slowly at first. Mandates seeking to bridge the gap of equality between man and bug. But soon, the bugs became more equal than the humans. Many of us were forced out of our homes, which the swarm quickly made their own. A resistance remained, quietly plotting behind the scenes, but the vibrations of our whispers were no match for Krimtar's antennas. After being apprehended by his swarm troopers, many of us were sent to endure manual labor at Krimtar's pollination plantation, harvesting nectar from flowers to feed our insect overlords. Others weren't so lucky. The bravest and boldest of the resistance were sentenced to a lifetime of torture in the mosquito pit. Some of us managed to evade capture and resorted to hiding out in the creaky trees forest, aimlessly foraging for a modicum of sustenance. But the creaky trees forest had been barren for decades and there was little food to be found. We have grown weak and tired. There is little fight left in us. We have come to accept our fates and acknowledge that the Dogsnout County we once knew and loved is no more. But that doesn't mean we have given up. As the locust folk migrated to the superterranean place we once called home, the sewer system beneath was left vacant. While it may pale in comparison to the slice of heaven we once occupied, at least we would still be alive, and at least we would be together. They say that every day above ground is a blessing. Perhaps, in time, we can learn to cherish our days below. I'm Squatch Ronson, and you're listening to the Backwoods Radio Show.
Children and mutants, man-gators, razor blade candy and human skin traders. So please come on down and be the lucky pallbearer for discarded guts from bloody Wendigo terrors right here in Dogsnout County. Right here in
Greetings, listeners. Hell, it sure has been a while, hasn't it? I've missed the heck out of you, and I hope y'all haven't missed us too much. I know, we have been off the air for a good long while now. But it's hard to find the time to record when you're waging war with a swarm of humanoid insect folk. A war we inevitably lost. Not to mention the radio station was confiscated by Krimtar's swarm troopers, but I was able to sneak in there and snag some of my recording equipment to get the show back up and running. And as you can probably hear from the echo and the constant dripping of water, I'm down in the sewers right now. Gary and I are going to scout things out, and make sure everything is safe before we bring more folks down here to populate the joint. So what say you, Gary? How do you like the new place?
Oh, I absolutely adore this place, Squatch. The humidity levels down here are pure bliss for me. Not to mention, I can get around much faster by swimming than I could stomping around Dogsnout County. I've never felt more at home.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, buddy. For me personally, it's going to take some getting used to. While there are plenty of Dogsnout residents with aquatic mutations who will certainly thrive down here in the sewer system, such as Gare here, the majority of cannibals are lacking in said mutations and are going to require a more arid abode, lest we get trench foot. So, Gary and I are going to go on a bit of an expedition, scout some habitable locations, and hopefully locate the catacombs. Now, I'm armed with my trusty chainsaw, and Gary's lighting the way with a lantern. Oh, and we got Terry Toma, aka Chive Mind, on the walkie-talkie in case we need assistance. Now, you may have heard me mention Terry here and there throughout the years, whether by his birth name or his nickname, but I don't think I've ever actually explained his backstory or even featured him on the show. Something I intend to do as soon as we get things up and running down here. In short, he's a sentient tumor that also happens to be the smartest fella in town and is making use of his archives to help us navigate this labyrinth. Anyways, I'm rambling. I'm just so excited to be talking to y'all again, but I suppose we better get cracking. Gary, you think we should... What was that?
It sounded like scuttling.
Well, we are in a sewer. Probably just a rat or something. Come on, let's get moving. Man, sure is quite the maze down here. I expect we won't have these tunnels mapped out fully for years to come. But you gotta start somewhere, I suppose. Better give old Chive Mind a call. Make sure we're heading in the right direction. Terry? We are in position. Over.
Tank 4, you should see two tunnels in front of you. Take the tunnel on the left and continue heading north. Once you pass through two intersections, check in with me. Over.
10-4, over now. Alright, Gary, you heard the man. Let's get a move on.
Squatch, this seems like a great idea and all, but my only concern is... Do you think Kuntar will actually allow us to move down here?
I don't see why not. The war with the bugs has pretty much died off, apart from the occasional guerrilla terrorist attack from cannibals on locust folk infrastructure. But for the most part, the insects leave us be and only pester us to steal our homes or send us off to the pollination plantation. Hell, they mostly let us live our lives out in the creaky trees forest, right? So I figure, as long as we don't directly disobey any of Krimtar's laws, I can't imagine the bugs would have much of a problem with us living down here. In fact, they'd probably prefer it. Get the whole place bugged to themselves.
Good point. I hope you're right. Well, looks like we're passing the first intersection. One more after this and then we call Terry again.
Right. So, folks, to keep you in the loop as we meander around down here, here's the plan. If you've listened to the show, you may recall that Krimtar, prior to leading the Locust Folk in war and taking over Dogsnout County, had guessed it on the podcast and made mention of the catacombs. Now, from what we understand, the Dogsnout catacombs butt up against the sewer system, and over time, the Locust Folk built tunnels to bridge the two. Many locust folk did live inside the sewer system itself, but much of the infrastructure they built is located within the catacombs. The catacombs are said to be massive and should serve as a nice space to plant some roots. Certainly more hospitable to our kind than these here tunnels.
Squatch! Something's coming!
Who goes there? I got Charlie Chainsaw the Second with me and I ain't afraid to use him. Oh. It's just a big snail, Gary. Hollow gastropods, I believe Krimtar called them.
Are they dangerous?
Nah, from my understanding, the locust folk use them as transportation. Kind of like horses. Albeit very slow, slimy horses. Come on, let's keep going.
Second intersection coming up. Wait, what's that ahead? It looks like some sort of mound.
That ain't a mound. It's a body. And a big one at that.
It's not moving. Do you think it's dead?
Toss that old can at it.
Right, good thinking. Nothing. I think it is dead.
Come on. Oh yeah, it's dead. I ain't even got a head.
What is it?
I think this big old headless insect-like corpse used to be the Roach King, leader of the Locust Folk, if I recall. Heard he had quite the hold on the bug people before Krimtar decapitated him and took over the hive mind, that is. The rest is history, as we know all too well.
But where's its head?
I don't know. Maybe Krimtar kept it as a trophy? Something could have ate it, I suppose. Wait, look at its side there. What's that look like to you?
It looks like a bite mark. But this carcass is huge. It looks like it was bitten clean through. What could have possibly have taken a bite that size out of him?
I don't know. But whatever it is, it's big. Mighty big. You heard that too?
Yeah. It sounded like that scuttling again. Just like we heard before.
We're getting too jumpy down here. It's probably just another gastropod, or a spider or something. We got bigger things to worry about. Now let's check in with Terry. Squatch the chive mine. Come in, chive mine.
Read you loud and clear. Over.
We're in the second intersection. Where do we go from here? Over.
Okay, so the entrance to the catacombs shouldn't be far. If you're facing north, then you're going to want to hang a right. There should be a floodgate not too far down. Open that up, and you should see the catacombs. Over.
All right, Gary, this way. See that lever over yonder? Give that a pull. Entrance to the catacombs should be around here somewhere. Look for a hole or something in the tunnel wall. Supposedly the locust folk cut through to bridge the two areas.
Squatch, I think I found it, but...
What is it?
It looks like the locust folk set up some sort of doors here. And I don't see a lever to open them. Do you think you can cut through?
I don't think so, Gary. That's some heavy-duty metal. Oh, Christ, now what?
Squatch, the water level, it's rising.
Shit, you're right. At this rate, we'll be swimming with the fishes. Literally. And unlike you, I ain't built for swimming. Terry, come in.
Terry here. Did you find the catacombs?
Yeah, but we have a problem. We heard some sort of loud mechanical screech, and now the water levels are rising, and they're rising fast. What do we do?
Okay, don't panic. It's probably just a malfunction in the machinery. There's a pumping station right around the corner. Just follow the flow of the water. I'll tell you how to shut it off. But, Squatch, hurry.
Got it. Over. All right, come on, Gary, this way. I think this is it up ahead.
Wait, shh. You hear that? It sounds like something is inside. Something big.
Probably whatever was feasting on the Roach King's corpse. All right, on the count of three, we go in chainsaws a-blazing. All right, one, two.
Wait a sec. I know that growl. That's not a monster.
Gary, what the hell are you doing? Don't go in there. Gary, get back here. Gary!
It's just Helter Smelter.
Helter Smelter? The giant metal-eating ogre?
Mm-hmm. See for yourself.
Oh, good grief. Hey, HS? You mind not chewing on that pipe? You're flooding the place and Call me crazy, but I'm not really in the mood to drown today. Now pinch that thing off for me, will ya? Alright, now see if there's a valve for drainage or something. Yeah, that wheel there. No, don't eat it. Just turn it. With your hands, not your teeth.
Water looks like it's draining, Squatch.
Good. What the hell are you doing down here, Helter Smelter? What's that? You say Krimtar won't let you eat metal from the Carlson salvage yard anymore because he's using it for infrastructure? Well, that's unfortunate. Look, we can't have you chowing down on vital parts down here, HS. We're trying to get a settlement going for the cannibal folk. I know. But I promise, soon as we set up shop, we'll get to finding a new food source for you. Fact, I've got just the thing. Follow us. Can't believe we ran into you like this, HS. Here we are trying to get this set of big old metal doors open, and who do we stumble across but Dogstown County's very own metal-eating ogre. Almost like Kismet. You pry those suckers open for us so we can get into the catacombs, and you can eat them for dinner, tit for tat. So, what say you? Perfect. Doors are right over there.
What the heck was that?
I don't know, but whatever it was, it bit Helter Smelter's arm clean off. My God, it's one of those giant newts that escaped from the Hades Institute back in season 2.
It's tearing Helter Smelter apart. We gotta get it off him. We'll find something to throw at it.
Hey, over here, you scaly bastard. Boy. Run, Gary! Run!
Squatch, it's getting on us. Use your chainsaw.
Chainsaw's useless against those things. Remember, they can regenerate.
Oh, jeez.
This way.
Oh, it's a dead end.
Oh, damn it. Now what are we gonna do?
You, down there.
Huh?
I'll lower the ladder for you. Make haste.
Keep climbing, Gary. I'm right behind you. It's got my foot!
Squatch!
Toss that lantern at it. Hurry! I can't hold on for much longer. I think that did it. Looks like it's run off. I think we're good. Keep climbing. Christ, that was close.
Glad you could give some help.
Hello? It's too dark in here. Can't see you, but thank you for saving us. Whoever you are.
Some call me the Roach King.
Backwoods Radio Show is produced by me, Michael LaRusso, with original music by John Simmons. If you like the podcast, please rate and review it on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to share it with your friends. For this season, we'll be sticking to our old bi-monthly schedule, so you can expect the next episode in about 2 weeks. As always, thanks for listening.
Baby,